Okay, we left off yesterday. We were discussing the Hamid of the Gemara that maybe Re'iya is a valid kinyan in the realm of Metzia. It's the lost object, and I merely just see it. I don't do anything about it. I don't pick it up. I don't really look at it. So maybe that's considered to be a Maisa kinyan. So in the end, the Gemara rejected it. The Gemara showed for the Lashon HaMishnah that's not true. We had a machlokes of Rishonim yesterday how to understand the Mishnah in the two Mishnayos in light of that possible Havamina. There are two Mishnayos later on in the Torah that talk about, one talks about a person who sees a Metziah and then asks his friend to go please pick it up on his behalf. So the Mishnah says that if the friend, not such a good friend, picks it up on his own behalf, then the second guy is Kona. The question is, so is that obvious that Re'iya is not Kona? How could we even discuss the possibility that Re'iya is Kona? The Mishnah is the fashion not that way. And there's another Mishnah that says that if a person sees a Metziah, then they decide to fall on it, they tackle the Messiah. So the Mishnah says they're not going because they didn't pick it up. Falling on something is not a kinyan. So the problem is, but it's true that falling on something is not a kinyan, but if Re'iya is a kinyan in of itself, so he should have been going with Re'iya alone. So don't those two Mishnahs prove to us beyond the shadow of a doubt that Re'iya is not going? That's the question the Mishnah debated yesterday. So some of the Mishnahs said, you know, Hanami, that's what the Rabban says. The Rabban says, you're right. Those two Mishnahs prove it to us. We don't really need that Mishnah. Mishnah is a little bit superfluous. Yeah, don't ask any kashas on the style of the Mishnah. It says the Rabban, those two Mishnahs are an absolute dead giveaway that Re'iya is not a kinyan. It's impossible that Re'iya should really be a kinyan. So we saw from Tosis yesterday, that's not true. Tosis said that it could be that Re'iya is a kinyan, but Re'iya is only a kinyan for a person who wants to use Re'iya as a kinyan. If a person wanted to use tackling on something as a kinyan, if a person wanted to ask his friend to pick it up for him, he didn't want to invoke the kinyan of Re'iya, then in fact, kinyan Re'iya wouldn't be good. So we said that was somewhat of a startling statement that Tosis said, that there's a concept in Uchus Kinyanim that a person does a kinyan. I did a Maisa kinyan, it was a good kinyan, and I wanted to be Kona. I just didn't want to use that method that I'm using. I wanted to use something else. That's not a kinyan. Where does that come from? What kind of a chiddush is that? So we ended the shiur yesterday by saying that Tosis didn't make this up. Tosis got it from the Gemara later on in Bava Metzia, where the Gemara speaks about kinyan of Dalat Amos. The Chazal instituted a takona that if I'm within Dalat Amos of a Dover Hefker, I'm Kona that object. So the Gemara says, Bamed Varmamurim, that I'm Kona the object. That's if I wanted to invoke the kinyan of Dalat Amos. But if I wanted to invoke another kinyan, I didn't realize that Dalat Amos is Kona. I thought that falling on something is Kona. And I went in and I fell on the object instead of having in mind Hindi Mukham Zuma to be covered with Dalat Amos, I'm not going to not Kona. So you see, there's already precedent in the Gemara that a person could do a Maisa Kinyan, that the objectively a good Maisa Kinyan, and he wants to be Kona. That's really what he wants. The only thing is that he's got mistaken information. He thinks that the Maisa Kinyan that he's doing isn't valid. He tries to do some other Maisa Kinyan, which in fact is not valid. So he's not Kona. So Tosis didn't make it up. So Tosis has a good source for this idea. You see, in Huchas Kinyanim, it's not enough just to objectively do a Kinyan, and it's not enough to theoretically think that you want to be Kona, but Das Kinyan requires that you have in mind that particular Maisa Kinyan that you're doing in order for the Kinyan to be Chal. So that's a big question. Is that really true? Is that really what the Gemara is talking about later on about Dalat Amos? So there is a major machlokes that we've shown him how to understand that Gemara about Kinyan Dalat Amos. Why, if a person wasn't having in mind Kinyan Dalat Amos, why it's not going to be effective, and how to understand that Gemara is going to impact the Nasrug as well. So we take a look at the second phase of the Maram Kamos, on Maram Machal number 6. The Rishonim are commenting about the possible limitations of that sugya about the person who was within Dalat Amos, yet falls at the Metziah, and the Mishnah says he's not Kona. So comes the Chiddush Yerad, it says as follows, Kevin Agun Darofa Goy Dayt Bechul Yesh Amrim, Tidavka Bekinyin De Rabbanon, Hudya Minen Hachi. The only reason why there's such a limitation on the Kinyan of Dalat Amos is because Dalat Amos anyway is only a Kinyan mid the Rabbanon. Mishum de Kevin de Lokani Elam Mitekanes Hachamim, Hav Leke Omer, Eepshi Mitekanes Hachamim, Vishaminen Lo. There is a principle in Dinim de Rabbanon, Dinim Mamadas, that very often Chazal instituted a din de rabbanon for my benefit. What if I say, listen, I'm moichel on the takon? I don't want the takon. Don't do me any favors. So the Gemara declares, "Kama omi i epshi b'takonas lachamim shomim lo." If I say, listen, I don't want the din de rabbanon, so so then I have a right to say so. Obviously, in the role of Visit Hector, I can't say that. I don't want Muktzah. I'd rather not have Din of Muktzah. We're not voting on the Din of Muktzah. But Visit Hector, obviously, it's not an option. But in the realm of the Nimamunas, if the Taqwana was made from what they have, so then I have a right to say, Eev should be the Kodesh Chav. The classic example that the Gemara says is, let's say you have a married woman. So the Halacha says that under normal circumstances, the husband is obligated to support his wife, and in return for that, so any salary that the wife brings in is supposed to go to the husband. Let's say the wife is making more money than the husband, she's supporting him, so she says, listen, I'd rather not give you my salary, and I'll support myself to thank you. So the Gemara says she can do that. Why? Because the reason why Halacha says that she has to give up her wages and give to the husband, that's for her benefit. That's to protect her interest. Because most of the time, in the old days, most of the time, the wife is not making more money, or the husband is making more money than the wife. So that's that kind of giving her support in return for her providing salary to the husband, that was instituted in her benefit. But if she wants to forego that takana, she wants to say, Eev should be takana sochamim, shalom, she has the right to be baichel, and she can keep her own salary, even if she has to support herself. So that's what the Ran says here also. Why the Chazal make the takana of Dalai Lama's? In order to make it easy for a person to make a kinyan. A person doesn't have to go actually pick up the object, it's enough just to really deal with the Dalai Lama's of the object. So, b'med the mamurim, that takana makes sense. That's for the person who wants to invoke the takana. The person who doesn't want to use the takana, for whatever reason, whatever his chishmainis are, he doesn't know better, doesn't want it, whatever it is. If tachlis, he's not using the takana as a chum of kidney non amas, then to him the kidney will not be effective. So says the Ran, this clown of Mitzia, that you can be meichel on a kinyan, you can declare, in a sense, for your action, that even though I want to buy the object, but I don't want to use this particular kinyan, that only makes sense by kinyanim derabbanan. Aval, the Ran continues, now the kinyas deraisa, apagat the galidai tekonim. Says the Ran, if you would have done a real bona fide kinyan, picking up the object, you would have done something that was a real kinyan, so then, of course you're kinyan, as long as you in theory had a mind to be kinyan. We don't care whether you knew that Mashiach is a kinyan, you thought Kesef is a kinyan, it doesn't matter what you thought. If the bottom line is, if you had in mind to be kinyan, so be it, you're going to be kinyan. So this limitation of the Gemara is only by kinyan derabbanan, not by kinyan deraisa. About a Rashba Kosa. The Ran quotes the name of the Rashba. Here it's a little bit tricky because if you look in the Chiddush of Rashba on our Sugya, it doesn't say this in the Rashba. So the Ran had a different version of what the Rashba said. But about a Rashba Kosa, the Rashba written different Chiddush at different times, so I don't know exactly which one the Ran has access to, but at least the way the Ran scored the Rashba. So a Rashba Kosa. The Huad did the Kineas de Araisa. Says the Rashba, no, this clown the Gemara that you have to have in mind the particular Kinyan. It's not enough to do a Maisa Kinyan. It's not enough just to have in mind in theory it's kind of generic das, but you have to have a very specific das Kinyan on this Maisa Kinyan. This is the principle even by Kinyan Diraisa. Says the Rashba, I'll prove it to you. Chara de Enokona de Akorcho. Because how could you buy something without your das, without having in mind to be Kinyan? That's a very difficult argument because it's not that the person doesn't want to be Kona. He wants to be Kona. He just doesn't want to be Kona with this particular method of acquisition. So the Rashba's question is somewhat difficult to understand. Though, then the Rashba brings another ayah. There is a principle called Nichsei HaKer Shemes Ve'en Lo Yorshim. If you have a Ker who dies and he doesn't have any children, so what happens to his property? So normally a person dies, the property, if he doesn't have children, it goes to his father, his brother, his cousin. The Ger doesn't have any relatives. He's Shenolan Domi. So what happens to his property? So Ger Shemeis Ve'elo Yoshim. If he hasn't had any children since he became Jewish, then the property becomes Hefker. So what is the din if I'm next door neighbor to a Ger Shemeis Ve'elo Yoshim, and the Ger dies, and I'm plowing my field, I'm working on my field, and by mistake I go over the property line, and I go ahead and I start doing a kinyan in effect. I do a chazak, I do some kind of a maisa kinyan in the ger's property, which the ger's property is now hefker. But I didn't realize that. I thought I was still within my property line. I didn't even chap that I was doing a maisa kinyan on somebody else's property, because I still thought it was mine. So the Gemara says that's not a kinyan. If somebody else comes and jumps the gun and takes the land away, so be it. So comes the Rashba and says, you see from here that you have to have das kinyan. If a person, just because a person is doing the maisa kinyan, that's not enough. You see, a das kinyan is necessary. So therefore, says the Rashba, who adinami like kinyanim diraisa, if you're doing one maisa kinyan and you don't realize that's the kinyan, so you're not going to be kinyan. So this raya of the Rashba is also very difficult, not the same at all. In the case of Yevamos, the person doesn't want to be Kodesh because he's not even cognizant of the fact that there's anything to be Kodesh, because he thought he's working on his own property. He didn't realize his Imgir is on the next door property. Whereas in the case of the Rashi is discussing, they're talking about a guy, he wants to be Kodesh. He knows he wants to be Kodesh. And he's doing a potentially good Kinyan. The only problem is that he's doing the wrong Kinyan. So that's, he thinks he's doing the right Kinyan, he's doing the wrong Kinyan. So that's still a big jump. So all the dust settles. We're not convinced of either the Raya or the Rashba. We're back to square one. We have the Machlokes Rishonim, the first opinion of the Raya against the Rashba. What's the din? Halacha Maisa. A person does a Maisa Kinyan, and the Maisa Kinyan is a valid Maisa Kinyan, and he wants to be Kinyan, but he doesn't chap that what he's doing is a Maisa Kinyan. He thinks he's going to do something else, and he never gets around to doing another valid Maisa Kinyan. Is he Kodesh or not? So according to the Ran, by Kinyanim D'Oraisa, he's Kodesh. Because the Kinyan D'Oraisa is objectively a Kinyan. It doesn't matter what the guy's thinking. Whereas according to the Rashba, even a Maisa Kinyan D'Oraisa has to have the proper Das. Without the proper Das, then there's nothing to discuss. So Das Kinyan, according to the Rashba in the Torah, doesn't only mean some general kind of overview that I want to be Kodesh. It means I want to be Kodesh with this method of acquisition. I'm aware of what I'm doing. I'm planning being Kodesh in this particular matter. And that's what's necessary to meet the criteria of Das Kinyan on the level of the Araisa. So now we go back to our sugya, and we were talking about Re'iyah.
But I didn't understand it vis-a-vis the Ger and the Chassan. I understood in the other a little better, but I understand why that's an example to prove that Rashba wouldn't agree. Because the Ger, there was two problems with that Chazaka, besides the fact that he didn't know, he didn't want to be Ma.
No, he doesn't want to be Conan. He doesn't want to be Conan because he doesn't know that he has to be Conan. So the Rashba says, see, from there you need Das Kinyan. So the other Rishon would say, you don't see anything from there. You see that you need Das Kinyan, but you don't see that you need Das for the specific Maisa Kinyan. It's not the same. In the case of the Rashba, the guy has no intent to be Kona altogether because he doesn't even realize there's something that's up for sale because he thinks he's in his own backyard. Mashain Kain, the Machlokes in the Rashba and the Ran, is in a case where I know there's something for sale and I want in my heart of hearts to be Kona. I just get the wrong information as to which method I'm using. So getting back to that story, the case of Kinyan, the quote-unquote Kinyan Re'iyah of Arsugya. So remember, we had two Mishnayos that said explicitly that if a person sees a lost object, and they go ahead and start to do other things, they start to fall on it, they start to call somebody else to pick it up, so then the Mishnah says, Re'iyah is not valid, Re'iyah is not going to work. So we had a Bachlokes Taisa and the Ramban, what conclusion can we draw from those Mishnayos? So the Ramban says we can draw an absolute conclusion, belief should suffer, he doesn't argue about, says the Ramban, that Re'iyah is not a good Kinyan. Because if Re'iyah would have been a good Kinyan, then it would have been a good Kinyan in and of itself. And Taisa says, no, nothing doing. Those Mishnayos are not right to anything. Why? Because those two Mishnayos are talking about a situation where the person doesn't want to invoke Kinyan Re'iyah. Haraya, he's falling on it. Haraya, he's asking somebody else to pick it up for him. So Tosfos is quoting the Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Yud about Da'at Avos and plugging it into the sugya of whether Kinyan Re'iyah is a good Kinyan or not. So what can we extrapolate from this Tosfos? If Tosfos was willing to make that jump, Tosfos connected the dots between Daf Beis and Bava Metzia, which is talking about Kinyan Re'iyah, and Daf Yud and Bava Metzia, which is talking about Kinyan Da'at Avos. Tosfos compared the two sugyas. Tosfos said that svara that you require Das for the specific Maisa Kinyan is valid in that sugya as well. So what we have to really ask ourselves is, well, which side of the Machlokes is the Rashba and the Ran where the Balei Taisa is going? We don't really know. Taisa never told us. So we just have to guess. We have to try to figure out on our own. If Tosfos was of the opinion that this klal of Dav Yud, that you have to have the right Das for the specific correct Kinyan, if this is true, this whole svar is only true by Kinyanim the Rabbanan, the whole sugya only gets off the ground in the realm of Kinyanim the Rabbanan, so that according to Tosfos, the Shach Matar and Agamara, the question, the issue of Agamara, whether Kinyan Re'iyah is a Kinyan by Metziah, is only an issue with the Rabbanan. Because if it would have been an issue with the Araisa, if the question in Agamara, whether Re'iyah is a valid Kinyan, is a question on the level of the Araisa, so then why is that going to Metziah Dav Yud? Why is Metziah Dav Yud doing anything? According to the first day of the Rad, the Yishomer, that the whole Shapataya Dav Yud, the whole discussion, the whole potential requirement of needing a specific Das Kinyan, for that specific Maisa Kinyan, only makes sense in the realm of the Rabbanan. Once you're in the realm of the Araisa, then the thing is over, but yet Tosfos took that Gemara and plumped it at Dav Beis. So you see from here the Tosfos held that the Shachvatayim and the Gemara, the discussion in the Gemara, the give and take in the Gemara, is working with the assumption that Kinyan Re'iyah, even if it's a Kinyan, it's at best only a Kinyan with the Rabbanim. But if one goes the other approach, if you go the approach of the Rashba, supposed Rashba, that this Svara of Das Kinyan is true by all Kinyan and by the Rishis, but there was across the board, and if Tosfos would have accepted that, then perhaps Tosfos entertained the possibility that the issue in our sugi, whether Re'iyah is or is not Kona, is really a question on the level of the Raisa. So the bottom line is we can't really tell anything from Tosfos because we don't know how Tosfos sides in the Machlokes and the Rashba, so we're a little bit up in the air. We're suggesting different possibilities, but we don't have that piece of information in front of us. So we have to go back and ask ourselves the question, well, when all the dust settles, we have a sugi in Bavitir Davdeis that's debating whether Re'iyah is a good Kinyan or not. The Gemara says maybe it is, maybe it's not, maybe it is, and it's not. Finally, the Gemara says it's not. What was the suffix of the Gemara? What was the Gemara thinking? The Gemara thought that Re'iyah was a Kinyan Deraisa by Aveda. The Gemara thought there's really a possibility on the board that seeing an Aveda is enough to be Konev and Deraisa. Is that true? Is that the Shachmatayim of the Gemara? Or nah, come on, that was a joke. Kinyan Deraisa, it's like Re'iyah Deraisa. You can't make up a Kinyan Deraisa. At best, it was Dirabana. It was kind of like Dalat Abbas. The same way Dalat Abbas was Dirabana. Maybe they were Misakan Re'iyah. Maybe in our wildest dreams, Chazal was Misakan Re'iyah. But to say that Re'iyah is a kid in their eyes, that's off the charts. So at the end of the day, we have a suffix as to what the suffix of the Gemara is. We're not sure, are we in a Deraisa realm or are we in a Dirabana realm? According to some of the Rishonim, we must be in a Dirabana realm. According to others, we're potentially open even on love of Deraisa.
According to the Rashi, there's this far that if you do Mishicha, without Kavana, you're not going to
That's right. That's just as far as true. That's right. That's exactly what the Rashba says. So the Chayim, we have to go back to our sugya and ask ourselves this issue that the Gemara is raising, that maybe Re'iyah is a kid in the rice, and maybe it is, maybe it's not, or maybe Re'iyah is a kid in the Ravana, maybe it is, maybe it's not. What should it be? Is it, where in our wildest dreams do we get this idea that Re'iyah should be a kinyan deraisa by a shofar seveda? If you're going to tell me that's only derabanan, it's a takana, it's like Dalat Abbas, people shouldn't fight, the first guy who sees it gets it, okay, that I can accept as a possibility. But you're going to tell me that Re'iyah is a binding kinyan at a level of deraisa, based on who, based on what, where did it come from? So maybe the answer to the question is as follows. The Tosfos HaRosh in the 8th of the Maror Makomos makes the following observation. The Gemara says that the word umitzasa, Torah says when you find lost object, umitzasa, so that word umitzasa is the asoy liyode mashma. That means mitzia doesn't just mean to see, mitzia means to mamish pick up. That the real mitzvah Shavuos Aveda begins once the person picks it up. So say the mashal, when a person finds a lost object, assuming it's the type of lost object they have to announce, so not only do they have a mitzvah Shavuos Aveda, they become responsible for the Aveda as well. So if I find an animal in the street and I pick it up and I start announcing to try to find the owner, and something happens to the animal in the interim, I'm a shomer and I have a certain degree of responsibility. But there's a din of shmira that kicks in by a Shabbos Aveda. At what point in time does shmira kick in? I'm only responsible for the animal once I actually pick it up. So 9/10 of a Shabbos Aveda revolves around mitzia once I actually pick it up. However, says it tells the Rosh, the 8th Maror comes, mitzasa the asal yodim hashma, mikom makom. Avedas Yisrael chayev lahachzir, mechichazila. Says it tells the Rosh, don't think that if I find if I see a lost object on the street, so as long as I don't pick it up, I'm okay. And it's not my problem, I can just walk right by it. He says, no. The Alpha of the Mashmah, the Kaman, the Chosban, Shalom, not letting it over Bishamash of Tashivim, even though it's true that the Gemara says that the mitzvah by Shavas Aveda only starts once it's in my possession, once I pick it up, Mishum lo sucha l'sa'ale mi'a oiver. There are two dinim of a Shavas Aveda. The Torah says when you see a lost object that has a simon, you can potentially return it. So the two things are true. There's a mitzvah by Hashem Tashivim to actually return it, that's Mrs. Essay, and there's a lo sa'ase of lo sucha l'sa'ale. What's the difference between the two? Says the Tzaddik Rosh, Hashif Teshiva means the mitzvah asay to return it. That only kicks in at the point of picking it up. Before you pick it up, you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah yet. But lo sucha l'sa'alev, that's a lav in the Torah. That means don't close your eyes. It means that I see the lost object, don't be such a lamas. Now, shtip a lamas, I live by mitzvah. I see the lost object. Oh, it's not my problem. Yeah, I didn't pick it up. I'm not mechuyev in the mitzvah. You're right. You're not mechuyev in the mitzvah. But you still love the love. Well, sucha l'saleh means even mishasriya. So it comes to tell us that Russian tells us that you sow
the love.
It's a love. Sucha l'saleh. So there are really two. It's up to brisket. There are two parts of Hashem's aveda. There's the positive mitzvah. There's the negative prohibition. And they kick in at different times. The positive mitzvah kicks in only once I pick it up, whereas the prohibition kicks in even from the time of Riyah itself. So you see that within a Shabbos Aveda, there are actually two important times. There's the point of Riyah, which is Kaveya the Lavim, and then there's the time of Asar the Yadin, picking up, which is Kaveya the Mitzvah Essay, which determines whether I'm actually responsible, like a Shomer, etc. So there are two distinct times in a Shabbos Aveda process. Now, those two distinct times, Ru'iyah, time number one, and picking up, that's the other mashal, time number two, those two times are talking about a type of an Aveda that I'm not allowed to keep. They're talking about a type of an Aveda where the person hasn't yet given up hope, there's no Yish, there's a Simon, etc. So within, those two times determine what's the moment of truth for an Aveda where I'm supposed to ultimately return. But what about the flip side case? What about an Aveda that I'm not supposed to return? That I'm not mechuyev to return. The Mishnah says in the Mitzvah, so I find money scattered on the floor, I find fruit scattered on the floor, there's no simna, I'm allowed to keep it. So that's another kind of an Aveda. But there, the halacha says, I don't have to return it. There's no mitzvah of sukha l'salin. There's no mitzvah of shavu z'aveda. I'm not chayav as a shavu. I pick it up, pei shaloi, I have it and it's mine. So now, at what point in time do I acquire such an Aveda? So perhaps look at you, we have to go back to Hilchos HaShavas Aveda and take a look. What are the key moments of time in HaShavas Aveda? So we just identified there are two important times. There's the time of Asar L'Yaveh, picking up, but there's also significance of Shas Re'iyah. So maybe one can argue that just as Shas Re'iyah is critical in terms of a type of an Aveda that I'm supposed to return, maybe Re'iyah is also important vis-a-vis a type of an Aveda that I'm allowed to keep. Maybe the gezeiros hakos of Hashavas Aveda is different from other areas of halacha. If I want to sell you something, I want to give you a gift, I want to give you this safe as a gift, so I can't just put it down on the table and say, okay, look at it, have a mind to be going there. No, that's ridiculous. Re'iyah is not a kinyan. We never found that Re'iyah should be a kinyan. But maybe Hashavas Aveda is different. Because just as within Hilchos Hashavas Aveda we find that Re'iyah is an important time, proof positive it's an important time, that's where the Issa Lo Sukha Masalim takes in. That's the first stage of Hashem's Aveda. So maybe on the flip side, when I have a type of an Aveda that I want to be Kona, I'm allowed to be Kona, maybe Re'iyah is important as well. So maybe we could suggest, Sachirish, that Re'iyah should be Kona. So comes the Ridva in the ninth of the Mamakamos, and adds a little bit more to what we said. Comes the Ridva and says, the Havamina of the Gemara that Re'iyah is Kona is not just a wild Havamina in the middle of nowhere, not just a Dindir Abba, not just a Kona. There's a real Svardi Araisa that Re'iyah should be Kona. But the Ridva is bothered with the question, Re'iyah should be Kona by an Aveda. Where do we ever find Re'iyah is Kona? Nobody would say such a crazy thing. I put a sefer down and say, have a look at it and be Kona, you'd be Kona. We never heard of such a thing. The Gemara has only entertained the possibility by Aveda. How come we don't find them in other kinyanim? So the Ridva adds the Svara. Says the Ridva, Hava Mina, Re'iyah ba'alma Kona, Perish v'lo ba'inan hagbah, Kevan she'ein la'das acheres makneh, De'bemetach u'mem kehu de'ba'idah mishicha hagbah. So comes the Ridva and says, why is it that by regular kinyanim, I want to give you a gift, I want to tell you something, etc., nobody in the wildest dreams thought that Re'iyah is good enough? Whereas by Hashem's Aveda, we just spent 2 days trying to figure out whether Re'iyah is Kona. So the Ridva says the answer is very simple. In the case of Mechira, there's a Das Acheres. What does it mean, Das Acheres? Every kinyan, when I sell you something, when I give you a gift, two things have to take place. First of all, it has to leave my rishus, and it has to enter into your rishus. Usually those two things are synonymous. I do a kinyan, I hand it over to you. So in the process of handing it over to you, it was motzi for my rishus, and it entered into your rishus. We make a kinyan with a handkerchief, with a chalip, whatever it is. So that kinyan takes it out of my rishus, and it is machmas, it enters into your rishus. So comes the Ridva and says, b'medvar mamurim, that you have das acheres mach, namely you have to get it out of one person's rishus. That's in the realm of mechiras and matanas. When you have a davishal hefker, when you have a metziah on the floor, you don't have to get it out of anyone's rishus because it doesn't belong to anybody. So the purpose of the kinyan is only one purpose. It's not a twofold purpose. There is no rishus lahotzi. It's merely rishus lahachnis. So argues the Ritva, maybe that's the Svara why Re'iyah should be good. When do we find it? There's a formal din of Knei Tikin Yonim, I have to make a Meshichag, Boa, Kesef, a Chalit, and a whole formal process of Kinyonim. That's because we're trying to get it away from somebody. Whereas by Ashabas Abed is the only place, the Hichot Hefker is the only place in Halacha where there's no need to take something away from somebody else. It's nearly sufficient just to put something into someone's Rishos. One can argue Re'iyah is good enough. So that's Svara, maybe the Svara D'Oraisa. So we have already two possibilities as to why Chazal saw that Re'iyah, no pun intended, why Re'iyah may be a good Kenyan. Why it's possible, we could discuss, we could negotiate. Is Re'iyah a good Kenyan, not a good Kenyan? But Chazal never even dreamt of such a discussion in other Kenyan. We don't find the Hokus Mechira, Hokus Pokus, the whole discussion is Re'iyah Kenyan. It's absurd, it's ridiculous. No one ever even raised it as a possibility. Why not? Manishtana Aveda from other areas of Aloha. So either what we're saying that it's part of the Sukha Masalim, it's part of the Chiddush HaTorah, that Re'iyah is significant in Hokus Aveda. Or maybe, you know, as the Ritva is saying, that it's based on the Svara, that whereas by regular Kinyan, Rav Mechir Matana, the Kinyan is so much more powerful, the Kinyan has to be so much more effective, because it has to not only be Machlis and someone else's Rishos, it has to be multiyah from your Rishos. Whereas by Hashavah Saveh, a big deal, all you have to do is get it into someone's Rishos, maybe Kenzai, it could be that Re'iyah is good enough.
Even in our cases, the Re'iyah is not...
But at the end of the day, it's not
going
to work.
It's not alone.
It is. In the case of Hashem's Aveda, the Gemara thought that maybe Re'iyah is the key.
But in our Gemara, the Re'iyah is he sent someone to
go. No. Those are the cases where it's not going to work. But in cases, they're pure Re'iyah. So the Gemara thought in that day that pure Re'iyah is really a Kenyan.
Another action.
Nothing else. Look at that. There it is. It's mine. Thank you very much. It's mine.
Why doesn't it work?
So in the end, we don't know in the end why it doesn't work. In the end, it doesn't work.
This is smart now.
We were all in the world of Habaminas. That's the problem. We built up the Habaminas. We overkill a little bit. We built up this great Habaminas. Kamash was are all wrong. So the bottom line is, when all the dust settles, the din is that Re'iyah is not a Kenyan. We know it for a fact from the first Mishnah Bar Metzia. That's what we're doing here in the first place. The Mishnah Bar Metzia indicates to us that Animis Asiya, that Kul Shali, the extra part of the Mishnah, the superfluous case, is to teach us that Re'iyah is not Kenyan. We may or may not know it from the Mishnayis later on in Daf Yud, depending on how it's done in the Ramban. When all the dust settles, Re'iyah is not a good Kenyan.
Mishnah proof. Why can't they say they both start at the same time?
No, so that's what the Gemara said, that the reason why the Mishnah goes out of its way to say Zel and Amim Mitzasiyah, Zel Kula Shali, he gave the second case to point out that Mitzasiyah, just seeing, is not good enough. It's got to be Kula Shali, it's got to be Mamash, I picked it up. So we have one Mishnah for sure that tells us Re'iyah is no good, possibly two other Mishnayas, depending on those in the Rabban, but the bottom line is Re'iyah is no good. Even though we try to make a case that Re'iyah should have been good, either Derabon or maybe even Deraisa, we had a Ritva, we had a suggestion, maybe we tried really hard to make a good case, but at the end of the day, the whole thing fell. The question is, it fails on that base, doesn't get a Tchias HaMesim anywhere later in the Masechta. So there is a Gemara later on the Kuf Yud Ches, which discusses what's called Habata BeHefker.
Wouldn't it be problematic if Re'iyah was good on its flip side? Because we have Darshan Bamai, so we know that it has no intent in itself, has no value in Halacha. Wouldn't Re'iyah being good create a problem?
It would be very hard to prove who's got a
The Habamina, even if the Habamina can work,
it may not work practically. I mean, how are we going to...
Meaning that it would create a problem on another side of Halacha.
Okay, maybe not. The good news is that doesn't work.
I don't know.
So the Gemara discusses later on, all the way down to Kuf Yud Ches, I had a chance to read the sugya, a sugya called Habata BeHefker. The Gemara speaks about Habata BeHefker, whether it's Kona or not, like, is that Tanoi? Maybe it is, maybe it's not. What do those words mean? So it sounds like it's just a restating of the same story. Re'iyah b'metziyah is habata b'hefker, my nafka mina. So comes the Ramban, in the 11th of the Maamar Kamos, and says, don't make that mistake. Don't think that our sugya in the Beis waited another 117 more blot till it came back to life. Says the Ramban, the two different sugyas. The Ikashalach, says the Ramban in the bottom 11th of Maamar Kamos, and our sugya, the Ikashalach, had the Amidu Perchabayis ve'aliyah, the habata b'hefker koni. The Gemara entertains the possibility that habata is kona, lo kasha. The hasam habata shall shomer. You're going shomer sadeh shel hefker al tevah mekash over the v'toruchu v'al yodo nishmar kani but re'iyah ba'alma lo v'filachi yasik nasad lo kani. Says the Ramban, re'iyah l'chud rabot l'chud. The two words in lashna kani don't mean the same thing. Re'iyah means just kind of casual glancing, looking at something. Habata, when you mob it on something, Mavinu Mabin, Mabshim, to pay attention, I'm looking, I'm scrutinizing something is the correct word for Habata. comes to Rabban and says, if I'm a shomer, I'm watching something, I'm guarding something, I'm paying attention to it, so then the Gemara throws up the possibility, maybe I'm credited. Ken Zayin about the Mefkir's credit. Says Rabban, don't even get carried away with that. Even that the Gemara eventually rejects. That about the Zayin credit. But says Rabban, it's not the same thing. Re'i and Asri just means, I'm walking on the street, oh, I see a re'i, oh, come out there, I see a Mitzi, it's mine. So that the Gemara blew out of the water in the days. You don't need 117 blocks to reject that. It didn't make it past the days as the Havavina. As great as the Havavina was, not too good. Then the Gemara reevaluates a different story. That's why the Gemara uses a different word. The Gemara doesn't use the word re'i, it uses the word habata. Habata l'chun re'i l'chun. It's interesting, just even in Chumash, you see that the words re'i l'chun and habata l'chun are really different. There's a Rashi in Parshas Chukas, when it speaks about the nachash and achoshes, when the people are fetching about the mud, so the snakes are coming to bite them. So the pasuk says, in one place it says, v'ra'al kol ha'rashuch, v'ra'al sol v'chai, and another place it says, v'hibit al nachash and achoshes v'chai. So Rashi quotes from Chazal, what's the difference between those people who merely looked and those people who had a stare? The Rashi said, depends how bad they got bit. If they just got a little bite, so then, they took one day, you know, 5 days of biotic and it was over, and sure, we're all a little chit-chat. But those people who got really bit, the people who are really sick, they got to take months and months of medicine. For Hebe, they had to be madit. So Rashi says that the Lashon Habata is not the same as Lashon Re'i. Re'i is a very casual looking. Habata means to pay very, very careful attention. So what Rashi said in the Sperish of Chumash, Rabban says in the Sperish of B'Metzia as well, that Re'i B'Metzia was rejected in the days. Habata B'Hefke, the Gemara reevaluates, but a very, very different type of reevaluation. And the end of the day, even that suggested. So the bottom line is, this sugya, the entire sugya with Chilav itself, was a sugya that, as we said yesterday, may not exist. Maybe we should have put in quotation marks kin re'iyah, because at the end of the day, kin re'iyah doesn't work. But even though kin re'iyah itself doesn't work, what the sugya did open up for us is a whole series of issues about das kinyan, about kinyan deraisa, kinyan derabbanan, what's considered to be the requirements of das kinyan, what are the parameters of das kinyan, what the issue of the Gemara was, whether it was a deraisic issue, was it a derabbanan issue, what role of any re'iyah could possibly have, differences between regular kinyan and mechiras and matanas and shavas aveda. So even though the sugya per se really doesn't exist, so to speak, in the maskana, but all the principles, the underlying principles of the sugya are very much important, and how you understand these sugyas will affect the Eilun Bar Metzia Daftes and Daf Yud and Kuf Yuches. So there are relevant points, even lamais, even as a sugya that ultimately ends up that the Havbiyah gets rejected.
The Rashba ends up lamaisa that.
So that's the Machlokes. That Machlokes is around the Rashba. Sakha Machlokes is lamaisa.
Try to get my 10 times.